Books on Tape presents The Bourne Ultimatum by Robert Ludlum. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. Darkness had descended on Manassas, Virginia, the countryside alive with nocturnal undercurrents as Bourne crept through the woods bordering the estate of General Norman Swain. Startled birds fluttered out of their black recesses. Crows awoke in the trees and cawed their alarms, and then, as if calmed by a foraging co-conspirator, kept silent. Manassas. The key was here. The key that would unlock the subterranean door that led to Carlos the Jackal, the assassin who wanted only to destroy David Webb and his family. Webb. Get away from me, David, screamed Jason Bourne in the silence of his mind. Let me be the killer you cannot be. With each scissoring cut into the thick, high-wire fence, he understood the inevitable, confirmed by his heavy breathing and the sweat that fell from his hairline. No matter how hard he tried to keep his body in reasonable shape, he was 50 years of age. He could not do with ease what he did 13 years ago in Paris when, under orders, he had stalked the Jackal. It was something to think about, not dwell upon. There were Marie and his children now, David's wife, David's children, and there was nothing he could not do as long as he willed it. David Webb was disappearing from his psyche. Only the predator Jason Bourne would remain. He was through. He crawled inside and stood up instinctively, rapidly checking his equipment with the fingers of both hands. Weapons, an automatic, as well as a CO.